It is time for the Biggie Show.
Good evening, DU. This is your host, Biggie, and I'm joined by my guest, DJ Piav. DJ Piav, how are you?
Hey, what's good, Biggie Ben? I'm just chilling, buddy.
Are you now?
Yeah, you know, just doing a little bit of chilling, doing what I can.
What else have you been doing since the last time we've had you on?
I don't know, buddy. I've been talking to a few females, talking to the parents, you know, and just trying to graduate, man. That's the bottom line.
Graduate, huh? How do we know you're going to graduate this year, huh?
I've been talking to the advisor, the best advisor in the world, Bradley Van Alstyne, and he said that I'm actually on track, so I'm pretty excited and I'm pretty stoked.
Are you?
Yes.
You're not going to be like, what's his name, Fandrew, right? And take like 6 years to graduate or something?
What's his name?
Fandrew or Bandrew or something?
Bandrew.
Yes.
Okay, Bandrew with a B.
Yes.
Okay.
Bandrew. Yes. Are you going to be like him or?
I'm trying not to. I'll try not to be like him. I mean, that's kind of tough.
Oh, okay. All right, but what are your plans for after graduation?
Plans after graduation. You're putting me on the spot here, but I'm actually trying to apply to Fresno, Bakersfield, Stockton, just somewhere in California where I can work, some small news stations. That was the advice I've given me. If they do not accept me, I'm also going to try to work and try to find a job and maybe go back to school and work on my master's. So.
Okay, what about, how did you work at Comcast over the summer?
Yes, I did work at Comcast, correct.
What did you do there? Get coffee or?
Coffee was one of them. I actually helped Joey Chestnut, the world's eating contest winner, hot dog contest winner. I was able to get, I had to go to McDonald's. I got 40 chicken nuggets. Then I went to a hot dog place in Harrison Street. It's called Best Hot Dogs. I got a Polish hot dog and a regular hot dog then. And then I had to go to Safeway and buy a gallon of vanilla ice cream. It wasn't just me. It was just a bunch of interns that. So, you know.
I was going to say, a gallon of ice cream. That's a lot for you to eat there.
Oh, no. It was for Joey's Chestnut. But for you, Biggie, I think you could eat that.
No. It's 2 gallons.
2 gallons.
And I didn't know you like Polish sausages in your mouth. I didn't know that.
Is this a sexual reference?
No. You just say you just got a Polish hot dog. So how am I supposed to know that you like them or not in your mouth?
I was quiet for a moment there, Biggie. Because Polish sausages are the most rarest sausages a Filipino should have in their mouth.
Oh, well, do you know anyone who's actually likes Polish sausages?
Tamila.
Okay.
Tamila Bulbowski.
Okay. No, I heard she actually likes chorizo.
Chorizo, maybe a little Vienna. Vienna sausage.
Okay. What about, who likes the Philippine? What's the Filipino sausage called?
Longanisa?
Yeah. Who likes longanisa?
I love longanisa.
Where? Where do you love longanisa?
I eat longanisa, buddy. Okay. This is your show. I'll let you take over here.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you heard, but last week I had T-Baby on.
Oh, yeah. I heard.
Yeah, he's been working on some new raps, you know. He's actually been trying to promote this new artist, Scarred Faith. You remember we used to hear some of his tracks?
Some of his tracks. They're pretty good.
The Dr. Pepper one, right?
Yes, he made his debut on MySpace 2 years ago.
Whatever. I wonder, do you ever check that page to see if there's any new music?
Actually, to be honest, I haven't been on that page for a long time. But I can tell the guy's doing well.
Do you still go on MySpace at all?
Or? No, I don't. Normally, I'm barely on my Facebook, too, so...
Oh, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
I'm actually on Twitter, but, you know...
Oh, whoa, now we're getting a little too social.
Okay.
What about Instagram?
I don't have an Instagram, but I will when I get a new phone.
What about Tumblr?
I don't have a Tumblr.
You don't have a Tumblr?
No, I don't.
What kind of guy doesn't have a Tumblr?
You don't, Biggie.
I know, because I don't blog. That's nothing
I don't blog, either. Okay, okay.
But what else did we talk about? Oh, we talked about, like, I don't know. Did you ever see The Dark Knight Rises over the summer?
Actually, no. That's pretty embarrassing.
Come
I haven't
on,
seen
you're
it.
Missing out.
Okay, okay. So what have I missed out on The Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, let's see. You saw Tom Hardy as Bane.
Uh-huh.
You saw Anne Hathaway, who, by the way, is looking pretty good in that movie.
Okay.
You saw the, what do you call it? The Batchet.
Okay.
And you saw the new Lamborghini Aventador.
That's something everyone should be interested in, so.
And then we talked about Taken 2.
Yes.
That opened last weekend, actually.
And it's something you've watched, correct?
Yes. Yes, I did. I watched it. I liked it. It grossed $50 million in the box office over the weekend. But since we're talking about movies, is it true that I heard you watched Finding Nemo 3D?
Yes, I watched Finding Nemo 3D. It was a pretty good movie. We've watched it, of course, before. But Finding Nemo 3D is something everyone should see. Take your kids there.
And for all those out there, did you see it by yourself or with someone else?
Yeah, I saw it with someone else. Yeah.
Guy or girl? Just gotta know.
It was a girl.
And the girl is who?
You know, that's something that the viewers does not have to know.
Why not? Maybe some people are curious. Okay, does she go to the school?
You know what? You can't, like you know, the rules in Ray, you can't tell where people live or anything. So, you know, that's a little private okay, news okay. Right there, buddy.
Now, what did you after the movie? Did you go out and get food or did you just take the girl back to her place?
Of course, you got to eat after a movie. It's either you eat before a movie or after. Yeah.
What about during the movie? I mean, they do sell snacks at the movie theater.
Actually, this girl is different. She doesn't really like food from the movie theater. She's a healthy eater, so.
Or is she now?
Yeah.
Huh. Did you go and get dessert after too, or?
No, we actually just ate after the movie, so.
Oh, where did you take this girl anyway? With you, I'm sure it's like Cheesecake Factory or BJ's or one of those big restaurants, you know? So where was it exactly?
Well, since the movie did cost $28, P-Yub was on a budget right here, so I had to go somewhere cheaper. Maybe like something that was good too, of course. Need some good food.
Taco Bell.
No,
right?
No, of course, a little more high maintenance. No one needs that Taco Bell stuff. Get that stuff out
Tommy's
of here.
Tommy's Bistro.
I could have taken her there last time, but.
You're
but
messing
hold on,
up.
Hold on.
Come on.
Hold on. I just gotta say. Ain't this what you came for?
Is it now?
They do what you came for. But I took her out for Panda Express, man.
Now.
And let me just tell you this. It was the best she's ever had.
Okay. Now, I heard you, you watched another movie after. Is that true?
Actually, yeah. And it was on the song playing right now. It's called Tonight's the Night by John Legend. It was in the movie we watched. It was Think Like a Man.
So, does she think like a man?
I would say so. Her guard's pretty up.
You
I'd
think
say so?
So?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that you've seen Think Like a Man, would you say you're the mama's boy, the player, or the non-committer?
There's one more, right? The divorced man and the married man, right?
And then the white guy.
And the just token white guy?
Yeah, token white guy.
Yeah, I'm the mama's boy, buddy.
I could see that.
Yeah, I'm the mama's boy. Whatever mama wants, I give it to her.
Okay. Now that we're talking about what people are like, what do you think T-Baby would be like?
That's a tough one. So you got... He ain't the player. He ain't the mama's boy.
What about the token white guy?
Could just be the token white guy.
All right, fine. DJ Waka. What is he?
He's the non-committer, buddy. DJ Waka is the non-committer. Right. He ain't the player. He might want to be the player, but DJ Waka, knowing from experience, DJ Waka is the non-committer.
All right, Double A. What's Double A?
Double A. He ain't a mama's boy. He ain't a play. He ain't the token white guy. He is the non-committer as well.
Okay.
That's what he is.
Now, what about me? What would I be?
God, Biggie. You already know what you are. You don't have to be explained. You are the player.
Yes.
And you are a mama's boy. And you are a non-committer. My man, you are all three. And you're already the man. So you're four. You're four people. You're the man. You're the non-committer. You're the player. And you're also the mama's boy. So, ladies right here, you want a mama's boy, you could get me or you could get Biggie.
Well,
Biggie's a prize, ladies and gentlemen. He is a prize.
Well, I mean, if you get P-Up over here, not only can he take you a nice dinner, per se, but He can also serenade you. Is that right? I heard you serenaded some ladies like last week.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna serenade a few more people, I guess, on the next commercial break. So,
are you now?
That's why you brought me here, correct?
Yep.
All right.
But anyway, I don't know. Did you hear about like the Rick Ross Young Jeezy fight?
Actually, I have. I just found out a couple hours ago from my agent, and they said that my boy Rick got a little altercation with Young Jeezy.
Do you know exactly what went on?
No, I really don't.
You don't.
So what has happened? If you want to inform your fans, your listeners, baby.
Well, for those who don't know, apparently Ross and Jeezy got into it backstage. They were yelling at each other. Shots were fired. Luckily, no one was injured and no one was arrested. But no one knows where exactly started the fight. But then on a side note, Gunplay from Maybach Music got into it with a member of 50 Cent's G-Unit. And apparently, the member he got into it with stole his Maybach Music chain, and 50 Cent was featured in a video bowling wearing the chain.
Wow, so 50 is involved in this somehow.
And no one knows how.
We haven't heard 50's name in a rap artist controversy in probably over 6 years.
That's true, because he's been busy with Street King, right?
That's right.
And Sleek by 50.
That's right.
But, so what else have you been up to besides school, the ladies, I mean, hitting the gym still?
Yeah, I'm hitting the gym. I'm biggie. I mean, you stopped going to the gym with us. I mean, you're already stronger than all of us.
I've been busy, you know, studying for stuff. I've been hitting that library.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, you go to the library not to study, but to study the females.
Okay, so what females have you seen in the library? Because, look, I'm not going to hate the player. You just got to hate the game. Word to Steve Harvey. But I ain't hating on Biggie. I'm just hating the game because Biggie is coming up with females left and right going to this library. So, Biggie, inform the fans what you've been doing here in the library.
Oh, well, you know, I've been working on...
Sex ain't bigger than love.
That's true, it's not. But anyway, I've been working on homework and then trying to talk to this cute girl I saw in the library that's always studying in there. Maybe you've seen her around. She's short. She's a nursing student. She's from Montana, I think.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen her before. She's a little cute one.
Yeah.
She's a cute one, yeah.
She is cute. I'm not going to lie. She's very cute, but, you know, I haven't had any luck trying to talk to her. I mean, maybe I can get some advice from you, your pimping ways over here.
You don't need advice from me because Biggie. Ladies and gentlemen, Biggie's just being really modest. This guy is the player. He just cannot get this girl from Montana. Because I'll tell you why. Biggie is the dude from California. He's been to New York. He's never been to the Midwest. Hasn't been up north to Montana. Hasn't been to that Iowa. So this is something tricky that Biggie can't get yet. And you know, I'm pretty sure Biggie will keep you guys updated with what's going on with this chick.
I will. I mean, as soon as I talk to her, maybe get her number and ask her out, I'll let you guys know. But until then, you know, Biggie's single. I'm playing the field. I mean, I'm trying to help my boy P-Yob over here with some chick he's trying to talk to.
Yeah.
All right. But apparently he doesn't want my advice.
Oh, yeah.
He wants someone else's advice. Because apparently they're much more of a player than me.
Yeah, like who?
DJ Waka. I heard he's a bigger player than me.
That's not true at all. Biggie is he's the player, guys. So all the listeners here, Biggie is the man when it comes to females. Ask Biggie. He's just being too modest because it's his show.
Okay, what about DJ Mandel? I heard that guy's a player.
Oh, Mandel, my man, Mandel. This one for Mandela. Mandel he's the dude that can't get the chicks. He's just got that laid-back kind of style, man. So, yo, laid-back works. He's the dude in the corner drinking a beer. And when he wants to talk to the girl, he'll talk to the girl.
Oh, you mean
Mandel
like,
is the man.
Oh, you mean like, what's his name? Derek Ober, right? At that one party where he's just chilling on the couch.
Everyone just started talking to D-Man. The D-Man. D-Ober.
I heard some guy offended him at that party.
Yeah?
Did you hear the same thing?
So tell me the story. Well, how the guy offended him at the party.
I don't know. Apparently, friends were like trying to get him to drink. And apparently, he dropped the N-word. And this guy over was quite offended. And I don't know exactly what happened afterwards. I forgot. Do you remember what happened?
Oh, yeah. I remember what happened. That certain individual actually, I think he got drunk the night.
But
Derek was actually cool with the man. So Derek didn't do anything because him and Derek go way back.
Oh, yeah. I heard the same individual serenaded two girls that night. I kicked everybody else out of the room where he was serenading them.
That's not true. That certain individual kept Joe Breezy in. He brought Biggie Bang Come On in. And he brought J-Pox the Funny, Dr. J, in the room. And he serenaded five people. Five?
Yes. And how many of those did the certain individual go home with, do you know?
Four of them?
Four, huh?
He brought Biggie Bang Como and one of the other females. So three.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought this guy was a big player. I'm surprised he didn't bring two chicks back with him.
No, he ain't that type of dude.
Oh, he's not, huh?
No.
Okay, all right. But, I think it's time to take a quick commercial break. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back. Girl, let me love you, and I will love you.
Yeah. Trouble, trouble. She knows just the way to walk on by.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. In the studio, I'm joined by my co-host, actually, DJ PM and DJ Double A.
Yeah.
DJ Double A, you're looking a bit sweaty there.
I just literally ran from here, from like 2 miles away. Jeez. All right, how you doing here?
Good, good.
So
you're right there, I mean. Kind of dripping sweat.
I'm honestly going to just pass out right here on your studio. I'm just going to sleep for a moment.
That's fine. I mean, when you're ready to talk, just let me know. But
I'll be here. Yeah.
Oh, are you now? How do we know? How do you know you're going to be
here? I'm tired, man. I got sweat dripping from me. I got to breathe hard. I ran for literally
take some deep breaths.
2 to 5 miles just to get to the show, just to help you out. I was here for a moment, so, you know.
In and out.
B.I., what do you have to say? What's going on with this show?
I'm honestly surprised.
I came in blindside.
I'm surprised that AA ran 2 miles to get on the show. AA is getting in shape, ladies and gentlemen. AA is getting in shape.
Yeah, and shape does not help you with your breathing techniques. It hurts a lot, but I'm getting it done, so here we go. All right.
You ready? I mean, you still look pretty tired there.
Of course I'm tired. I ran here for like 20 minutes.
20 minutes? You told us 2 hours. Which is it? But anyway, how are your legs feeling?
All right. I'm feeling good. My cramp in my leg. I was swimming today earlier on. It hurt.
I can't talk around.
Okay, all right. But,
I'm tired, man. I need to breathe.
Double A's on fire, man.
I need to breathe.
Literally.
I literally ran for a good while.
All right, but my arm, my man, take a stand up and take that breath.
I'm like fucking
Phelps right now, man. I got to breathe.
Maybe do some stretching exercises, I gotta make sure you don't cramp up or anything. Jeez.
Wow.
You're looking pretty
hot.
So who's that girl of the week? Supposedly you have this girl. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Here we go.
All right.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes. Baby, I don't wanna hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess to you.
Woo!
I don't see nothing wrong.
So for all those, it is time for Biggie's Babe of the Week. Okay, R. Kelly there, okay, alright, but,
No.
You're right, the Double A.
What's up?
Anyway, Biggie's Babe of the Week last week was actually, Minka Kelly, Piaba, what do you think about that?
I thought that was Mila Kunis.
That's one of the best picks.
Sorry, you're saying I was talking about Double A over here.
Minka Kelly's probably one of the best picks for your babe of the week. Super fun.
Hey, but apparently she broke up with Derek Jeter, and now she's dating Chris Evans. What do you think about that?
It's different. It's way different. So it's super different. So I don't know.
But this week's babe of the week is Kourtney Kardashian.
Great pick there.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, she's the mother of Penelope and Mason Disick, as well as the sister of Kim, Chloe, Kendall, and Kylie.
All right.
She also gave birth to her daughter Penelope, which was featured on Keeping Up with Kardashian. And in my opinion, I really think she is the term MILF. What do you think?
Oh, man. Yeah, she's... I'd put her as a MILF. Yeah, Kourtney Kardashian is a babe. in my opinion, not as fine as Kim. Okay, and that's when until I fell in love with Kim. I hope she even falls in love with me so she can say I fell in love with him. But you know.
Yeah, yeah. But in my opinion, she is one of the attractive ones out of the three sisters. I mean, Kim's okay, but I don't think she just has the nice round behind. Mm-hmm. And then Chloe, I don't know what happened with Chloe. Do you?
She's the odd one out of the group.
Sad to say, the ugly duckling, huh?
Yes. Yes.
But you have to choose Kim or Courtney. Pick one.
I just said Kim. Cause I don't see nothing wrong.
All right, fine. Kendall or Kylie?
I'll go Kendall.
Okay. That's just weird, seeing as they're both under 18. But
I'll choose both.
Okay, now you're just really pushing it. That's really going over the line. But
give me four of them.
Four? Okay, fine. Kim or Chris, the mom?
Give me all five of them. All five of them.
All five, huh?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Actually, give me all six.
Who's the sixth?
I'll take Rob.
Okay, now that's just plain weird, I mean. But on a side note, Rob did used to date Adrian Bailone.
Okay, give me seven. I'll take the bylon with her.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, but, what? Okay, fine. Courtney, Kim, and Chloe. You gotta freak with one, marry one, and get rid of one. Go.
You're definitely getting rid of Chloe. I'm marrying Kim, and I'm gonna freak Courtney.
Oh, for me, it'd be freak Kim, marry Courtney, and get rid of Chloe.
Okay.
Because, you know, Kim's not into, she's into people like Kanye West.
That's true. That's true.
And Chris Humphries.
That's true.
And Reggie.
And Miles Austin.
That's true. And that guy Devin, the music producer guy.
That's true.
Did you ever listen to a track?
I haven't.
I hear it's terrible. That's auto-tuned too much.
I bet.
But, look at Double A there. He's, sweating bullets. Looks like he's just, Jones in for something. But anyway, while you just stepped out of the building, let's remind the viewers that Biggie's babe of the week was none other than Kourtney Kardashian. You heard it first, because I'm not gonna lie, I think she's very hot and sexy, but hey, that's just my opinion. Now, PR, I don't know if you ever saw this on the internet. Chris Brown came out with a video where he was basically drunk and confessing his love for his ex-girlfriend and Rihanna. Did you see that?
Actually, I haven't seen that at all. I have not seen that, but I could see Chris Brown doing that. He's one of crazy men, and honestly, like I have no respect for someone that beats girls like that.
Wow, that's pretty mean, man.
It is, but you know, you hit a girl.
Just kidding, that's fucked up. You don't ever touch them.
Hey, whoa, who's cursing? Come on.
You don't ever touch a girl like that. She was over there. Just don't touch a girl like that, you know?
You don't.
Especially P-Up. I'm with P-Up. This is my co-host from like 2 years ago. We had the best radio show about, 2 years ago, 2011, 12, 10?
10.
10,
it was
10,
called,
10.
What are you talking about?
Season
one. One of the best for Dominican, okay? It was fun. We all did our thing. But I would never touch a girl in the way P-Op said he would never touch you either. We're equally on the same position.
We're on the same position.
You're right, Double A. Seem to be out of breath still.
I'm trying to swim under this coral reef, man. I'm with Nemo, man. Make money. Make that money. Sorry, P-Op. No,
it's all good, baby.
I'm a little floated.
But, TF2, huh? But, in the video, Chris Brown admits that he, when you share history with someone, then you tend to fall in love with someone else, so it's kind of difficult. Because when he made the movie, he was both in love with his ex-girlfriend as well as Rihanna. Oh, but, anyway, while Double H conducting his business there, what's in a Carucha Tran later on Twitter about the video that she said, what the expletive is going on? All I'm saying is you don't mess with people's genuine feelings. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Just I don't. Love to be on DU Radio. Just want to say that out here. I love being on DU Radio. I love the host. I love everyone here. Here at DU Radio, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Double A. Remember the name. If you don't, you'll see it in the fame. Peace out.
Double A's the man. Double A's the man. That's all I got to say. That's no one can mess with a Double A.
That's true. Double A and PR are unstoppable dynamic duo. That's all I got to say. And me, Big, I'm the bodyguard, you know, like Robin Big.
And let me tell y'all straight real quick. I know Double A. I mean, he's kind of under the weather. He's feeling something good. I do not know what's going on. He did run for about 2 miles. So, man, I'll just give him the benefit of the doubt on that. But he's right when he did say that in 2010, that whole year, what are you talking about, is the best show at Dominican. I'll just say that. It's better than any show that's ever been alive. Maybe except for the Biggie show.
Okay. Thank you.
Maybe except for the Biggie show, but yes. That original season of What Are You Talking About can't replace it.
Oh, so the first season, right? Not the second or the third.
You know, hey, those were great shows, but the person that helped me create this thing, and it's not even me, it's a team thing, Double A. He came up with the name. He came up with some of the topics. We grew together. All I got is respect for the man. Double A is the man.
Okay. What about Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself? What about that show?
See, that was something different that I needed to do, and that's a show that I needed to do by myself. Need to learn how to run a show. And it was different for me, but I got through it. I think it made me grow as a radio producer, as a radio DJ. But it was just nothing could just stop the original. Originals will never die. The classics will never die. And What Are You Talking About season one will always be a classic. And I'm planning, maybe me and Double A can come back next semester and end the classic. Classics never die. It's time for us to end it.
So you're going to have some of the original guests like Kokomo Joe, what's his name? Luba Kitwin.
Yes.
Myself, Biggie.
Yourself, Biggie. We're trying to do that. We want to end on a good note. And me and Double A, I think we could find a way. We could find a way deep down inside to bring back that classic show and end on a great note.
So we're gonna see the return of what? Like prank calls? Drake. Drake's gonna come back in the studio, right?
Look, we have some ideas. I'm not saying this is a promise that we're coming back, but we have some ideas, and we're hoping to bring a little funk back into DU Radio.
Okay, all right. But anyway, if you were Chris Brown, no, actually, if you were in Rihanna's position, would you take Chris Brown back, yes or no?
Honestly, Rihanna is just plain stupid to think that Chris Brown's in love with her. They may be in love, but if someone beats you up that bad and your dad was mad about that and no one else wants you to be with him because there's another great chance he may beat her up again, don't come back. But if it is true love, then maybe you do come back. But with me, I would never come back to someone that assaulted me that much and someone that's making videos drunk, someone who goes to the Oprah show and gets super mad about the questions asked. I would not come back to Chris Brown.
Okay, all right. That's good to know. But what do you think of the man's music lately?
The man's music is fabulous. I mean, it's just fabulous. The guy is an artist. He's talented. He could dance. He could sing. His voice is incredible. His tat game is on point. He's done a lot of good things in acting. I mean, he made out with Megan Good. The dude's doing well. But if someone beats a lady, there's no way. No way that he should be praised the way he is right now.
Really?
Yes.
You feel that strongly about it?
I feel that strongly about it. You never put your hands on a lady in that way. It's just me. I know, look, Chris Brown's coming up. He wants us to strip, but, you know, it's a great song. But the way I was taught, I was raised to be a gentleman. I just do not see how someone in general could be that praised after beating up a girl. I cannot see that.
Now, do you think your singing can compare to his?
Well, you know what? My singing is different. I don't think I'm that good or anything. I think I'm a bit decent. Chris Brown
I can't say my singing voice is better than Chris Brown, because Chris Brown made it to the business and I didn't.
So. Now, what about those videos we see of you on Facebook where you're singing like Usher's Nice and Slow?
Okay, see, those are little performance I did just to give the DU a show. I know I could sing a little bit, but, you know, I can't say I'm better than Chris Brown.
Okay, so. Now what about that video of you at Perceptions singing that song Take a Chance with Me? Now, how do you feel about that performance?
Well, I'll give the fans that performance because I'm going to give it to them after this break.
Are you now?
I am.
All right, you heard it here first. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dremakin.edu. We'll be back after a quick commercial break.
Baby, don't worry about your hair or the shacks. I don't give a damn about that. In the club, they play my song. Turn it up, play it all night long. If you think you can, and you know you can, I'ma give you all this money, money, money.
You can take it off, panties, bra, you can take it off, red bottom heels, you can take them, wait, leave them on, cause I like my woman tall, you gotta hot mama, you're hotter than a sauna, I wanna put them clothes off your body like a banana, the only reason I dress you in that designer, is to get you out that Dolce & Gabbana, I throw this money up, she watch it all fall, do that thing up, anything you want, and baby, you can have it all, starting with my last name, now they call you Mrs. Paul.
Right now, cause it's late, babe.
I just wanna see you strip,
girl.
Take your time with it,
girl. I just wanna see you strip.
Goddamn, you say to
me.
Goddamn, you say
baby.
To
me.
Goddamn, you say to me. Girl, I just wanna see you.
You go. But I got to. I'm gonna change it up a little bit and do it like this.
We done been together for a minute. Now it feels funny to be doing something different. But it's all good. Me and you finished. You got a ball player, but a nigga ain't tripping. And I ain't saying that he don't love you. But I don't think he love you like I do. But it's okay, it's alright. My BlackBerry's filled with a whole bunch of women. Wasting time, steady trying to get you back in my life. Yeah, you don't care, you don't care. It used to be you that I like, but I'ma do what I like tonight. I'm gon' get tipsy, over 21. All the girls have fun, and watch the ladies jump on me.
about you tonight.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. In the studio, we are joined by my co-host, DJ P-Yob.
What up, man? DJ P-Yob.
DJ Double A.
How you doing? We are in the studio.
And DJ Koobs.
That's how we do it. Yeah.
So,
What's the topic of the night tonight? I want to hear this.
Now we're going to be talking about Mila Kunis being named the sexiest woman alive.
Mila Kunis being naked?
What? Sorry. Being named the sexiest woman alive of 2012.
Same thing.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Okay, with a big ass.
Woo!
Dude, I saw her in
Biggie.
Fucking...
Biggie, sexiest woman alive, pretty much the sexiest girl naked. What do you think?
And what do you think about her nipples?
You see them take,
oh, Biddy just boom.
I agree with you, the nipples.
Nipples, yes. Pink nipples, pink.
I don't know about those. Well, maybe. Yeah, hey, well, those are pretty good sound effects, Biggie.
Biggie, stuff going on. Yes, flail that money around.
No,
we were
going
to Broadway, by the way. If anyone's out in the city.
Can you guys hear me in this mic?
Broadway, San Francisco, strip club. We will be there. Biggie Bencomo is going to be live on the stage.
On Garden
Broadway.
Of Eden. That
boom,
is a strip club.
Right there.
No,
he is there.
But I don't know if you guys seen the pictures. Mila Kunis is actually filmed. In lingerie and sometimes naked. I mean, she is covering her breast area, but you can see the outline.
She wants a dude from like
side boob hour.
Yeah,
that is
just
nice. That
side
is nice.
Boob like hour. That's all I'm saying.
What? The train station.
Yeah.
Right. She wants it going hard.
Yeah.
I got a question.
You know that movie Friends with Benefits.
Yes.
They go on the train.
They're not benefits. It's
no, but they go on the train because you know they don't. They take taxis and they take trains.
Mm.
Yes. Yes.
A train
because
is yes.
Because, you know, cars
yes.
in the East Coast is not very effective.
It's not.
She flies pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You
and
guys finished or guys still want to... Okay. Now we have DJ Koobs dancing in the studio.
Freestyle. We should freestyle his background.
All right. Fine. Take it away. Freestyle.
Here we go. Double A. Let's go. Let's see what you got.
No cursing. No racial slurs, nothing.
Nothing like that.
But take it away.
Double A.
I take a breath. Oh, I'm pretty thirsty. I want to drink some water. Zach Bencomo is on the beats like these. I'm pretty thirsty.
Zach, come on. You got to save it, dude.
What? I don't rap. I'm just a producer. It's just all about you, Double A, and PR.
I'm trying to freestyle. I'm honestly kind of thirsty. Just throw money. Racks on racks on racks. We got a strip club. Hey, so you going on Saturday? You going to be there?
Maybe.
Tell
I'm still
me.
Thinking
tell
about
me the
it.
Truth right now. Right
I'm
now. Before anyone
thinking.
Says anything, you need to call in right now. If Biggie Bencomo was going to the strip club in Centerfolds in San Francisco on Broadway Street, you need to call in right now. We need to get this guy going. Because we are now leaving. It's his first birthday. He is letting me take control of this mic. And it's fun. Because he has his first birthday. His 23rd birthday. And he is not taking advantage of this. It's right on right. Racks on racks on racks. We got Koopa in the studio. We got DJ P.I. We got Zach Biggie Ben. Come on. This is What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. Come on.
Actually, later. It's not. It is the Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu.
Empieza, mueve la cabeza, danza YMCMB. Bitches call me Tunchi Lee. All them bitches think they fly, and all them bitches flew to me. Hit the light so you can see. My drink is strong, my hookah sweet. Understand the time is now, the time is up, the future sleep. This beat is stupid.
You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. I am joined by my host, DJ Pia, DJ Double A, and DJ Coobs.
DJ Coobers.
How are you guys doing?
How's your radio station going tonight?
We're doing pretty good. Just wanted to stop by and say hi.
About our city. This is our city. This is our community.
San Rafas. Yeah, we do call it San Rafas in the building. Rafas! Go!
Go, Zach.
That was a little loud there, buddy.
Sorry about that, but you
maybe
know,
we should keep
let's
it
let's go,
down.
Penguins. We got Tacky over there.
Penguins,
she's swinging.
You know,
so
do what?
Hard.
Do what?
Boom. Giants are going hard in the game today. I was watching this game today. They were going pretty hard, and she was like, I want you. Boom. Home run.
After that, they say Sandoval hits it high. Hits it deep.
He's going for.
Yeah.
Let's go, Z. All
right, no, let's talk about the Giants, though. Let's talk about the Giants, guys.
For the last 5 minutes, let's talk about the Giants. Right,
Giants. Who over here likes baseball? Double A?
Yes.
Just a little bit? Just a little bit? Okay, what about P-Yop?
I like baseball.
Biggie been covered.
Beats!
I like soccer instead.
Soccer? Come on, man.
You referred to my goal statement earlier, huh?
Woo, he loves that meat.
What?
Continue. That was the meat.
That makes no sense. Yeah, well, I award you no points.
You know,
and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, exactly. Chop
carnage.
Nice and grilled.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? All right.
All right. But anyway, let's get back to the topic on hand.
The
Giants. All right.
The Giants.
Now, do you think they will win tomorrow? Yes or no?
The series are tied up.
Yes.
Horrible first two games.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. If they would have lost this game today, they would have been out of the series.
Yeah, out.
Out of the series.
Even a bad third game. They had a bad third game.
Yeah,
as well.
Not even that great. They won by. I don't know.
Sorry, I had a burp.
That's fine. Double A, that's fine.
Oh, fine. Just
sometimes
mess
we do
up
that.
That's
fine. You do that in the building, you know what I mean?
Michael Wells, if you're out there, I just want to say.
What's up?
How you doing?
What's
just
up?
Just leave us hanging,
okay,
you guys.
All right, that's it. I'll be back next week with some new topics. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you and good night.